Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show tonight. I am Victoria Gaither, your host of At Home with Victoria, a show that we do a lot when it comes to news and entertainment. We're focusing on the entertainment part of the show tonight. Drew Stevens is joining us tonight. He is a singer as well as a songwriter, and many of you have seen him on the very, very large stage of America's Got Talent. So we are very excited to have Drew on the show tonight. I hear he's got a very cool announcement that he's going to make. And also, if you listen, then there may be a chance that you could walk away from tonight's show with some of Drew's music. So I'll just go ahead and leave it at that. But before we bring Drew on, I want to just say thank you. I've got a couple of emails from some new fans and listeners that are listening from the state of Wisconsin. So I just want to acknowledge those of you that are in Madison and to thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can listen to At Home with Victoria all over the United States of America, and even our very lovely Shannon is listening from the UK tonight. And speaking of the UK, Drew is originally from the UK, so we're going to go ahead and start our conversation. Drew, thank you so much for being on the show tonight, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you are originally from the UK. We've got many fans from the UK. What was life like for you growing up there?
Well, actually, it's not the case. I didn't grow up in the UK. I lived there for 4 years because of my father's job. But it was wonderful. I grew up in a place called Cheltenham, and really nice town.
Was it? Was it? Was there like any kind of like what you could see major differences from there to the U.S.?
Yeah, I guess the main thing would be not as much travel. I mean, everything is pretty much in walking distance, which was pretty amazing. Much narrower roads as well, but very beautiful country.
Just a really, really good experience. So let's talk a little bit about you and music. So did you know, as far as way back as you can remember when you were a kid, that music was what you wanted to do, and did you always play an instrument?
Didn't always play an instrument, but I knew from a very early age that I could sing, and God, I've been singing since I was very young. Started off in choirs and choruses and did that all through high school. And in high school, started playing rock and roll, and here I am.
And there you are. What was that experience like from kind of start to finish on the America's Got Talent show? So I guess you have to go and sign up and actually be on it. So what were your thoughts when that process was going on for you?
To be honest, the beginning of it was extremely boring. I mean, you're in line with 20,000 other people, and you wait and you wait and you wait, and hours go by. I think I actually spent, it must have been like a 14-hour day before I even got heard. But, so at that point, the anticipation just kind of goes away, and you're waiting, and then all of a sudden you're kind of thrown into the fire, and you have 15 seconds to show what you have, and I got through.
That's absolutely wonderful. I've always wondered what it's like because a lot of times on the television when they show the different auditions for shows like that, yeah, you're looking and it looks like you're just seeing a sea of people as far as your eyes can see that, people are just all over the place. So when you're in line like that, I mean, does it become sort of a bonding experience that you kind of bond with the people around you that you're standing in line with?
Actually, there was more bonding when I made it onto the actual show with the other contestants. To be honest, when I was auditioning, I took a few books with me, and people, just camp out and wait to be called.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely wonderful. Now, how did you hear about that particular audition?
A few of my buddies, actually. you know, telling me I'm pushing 30. They want, and I need to get out of the bars and restaurants. So they told me about the show and that I should go audition. And you know, I kind of went as a laugh, as a joke. And next thing I know, it I'm on TV. I could, you know, I couldn't believe it.
I was just looking at your video of yourself on the show because, you know, we've been promoting you heavily, saying that you're going to be on the show, and entertainment co-host Michael Kay has a clip of you on America's Got Talent. And,
oh, Lord.
and I was there. Why did you say, oh, Lord? Is it hard for you to look at yourself, or did you not like that, like your song or what you did on the show?
No, I mean, well, it is hard to look at yourself in a way, but at the same time, you know, at this point, it doesn't even feel like it was real. You know, it was such a blur, and it's kind of like back to reality. So, I mean, it's funny to think about it sometimes.
Well, I was going to say my first impression of you when I was just kind of looking at the video as I was getting the information and preparing for the show and writing some notes down. Was that you're a very, 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 very nice-looking young man. And then the second thing I was thinking was that I like the different range of your voice. And the third thing that I really like the amount of energy that you actually put into your songs. Because sometimes, you know, people sing and it just sounds like that they're singing and they don't really feel it. Otherwise, when you sing, you really seem like you can kind of feel it and feel that passion inside you. So when you're actually singing, do you actually really feel that I felt?
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, that you just made my night. But you can keep going, too, if you want. I sing like my life depends on it. It's you know, everything that I am, everything that I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is wonderful. In fact, we do have some folks inside the chat room, and Marilyn Bennett and a few other people are saying that while you were on the show, that they also voted for you. So I do think that is awesome. Now, let's talk a little bit about how it is that you taught yourself to play the guitar. That is very cool.
Yeah, I started off on piano, and just like a bunch of people find out, it's really hard to take a piano with you when you want to go play out. So it was a lot easier to pick up a guitar. And, you know, I had some friends that were into it. They showed me a few chords. And, you know, it's like anything. If you get the basics down and you keep practicing, before you know it, it just clicks.
That's wonderful. It's funny because you can tell people like yourself who are completely artists and musicians when you're like, oh yeah, you just get a couple of basic chords down and you practice and then you just do it. I mean, of course, to me that's kind of like, are you kidding me? I would have no knowledge, nothing about how to even begin to pick up a guitar and try to play, you know, three or four notes, let alone one note. So I guess I'm saying that, you know, that what you do.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it didn't happen overnight.
So we're talking years, and it probably still takes. You're probably still developing yourself even now. It's probably always a learning process, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm more of a singer and a songwriter, so the instrument kind of comes secondary. So I'm always trying to get better at the guitar for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you said singer songwriting. What process do you go through when you're writing songs? Do they kind of just come to you? Are you kind of in the shower? Are you just kind of, you know, walking around driving in your car and then it just happens for you?
Well, all of the above. I mean, I guess writing comes from experience, and not to sound cliche, but I mean, it's true. It comes, and mostly from extreme experience. You know, you're going through a tough time or a happy time, something that really strikes a chord in your life. And, I mean, basically, that's all it is. You're just documenting a certain time in your life and trying to explain it the best you can.
Yeah, that's interesting because I've heard many people talk about that process, but I haven't quite heard it talked about what you just said. So that was a little bit enlightening for me. So, Drew, with that said, we're going to go ahead and listen to some of your music. So I believe that the song that we're going to listen to is called Cold. So you don't go anywhere. You stay right there on the line, and we'll go ahead and listen to this song. So, everyone, this is Drew Stevens, and this is Cold.
I'm cold, and nothing can move me. Nothing can save me, leave it alone. It changed.
Now we've got entertainment co-host Michael Kay on the line. Michael Kay, Drew Stevens is awesome.
I'm telling you, the man rocks. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Drew. Buddy, great song. I love many, many, many tracks off the new album, Please Excuse the Machine. But let's just back up a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about your debut CD called Waiting. Now, Waiting is available, just to let everybody know, everywhere. It's available for download on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. Just Google, search him / Drew Stevens, Stevyns. But tell us about Waiting. Waiting's a lot different than Please Excuse the Machine.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways it's a much more sentimental album, and that's what we were going for musically and lyrically. Yeah, and like I said before, explaining the songwriting, it's just it's a snapshot of what I was going through at that point in my life, and you know, going through the struggles that I guess everybody has with relationships in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and then trying to find yourself, titles such as All I Want, Where You Are, One Last Try. My favorite off that is really the title track is Waiting. I really love that one, Drew. It's a fantastic tune. And you can actually find them all on YouTube as well, / Drew Stevens Music. But tell us a little bit now about what's coming up. I'm so excited. I know you have information for me, and I love exclusives. Everybody at home with Victoria loves loves exclusives. So give us a little tease as to what's going on in your life right now.
Today is the debut of my new album, Please Excuse the Machine, and we're releasing that. It's going to be for sale starting tonight. And also we're releasing a video to go along with it, with one of the songs on the album. So real excited about that. It's a long
how
time in the coming.
How can we watch the video?
What's that?
I said, how would we be able to watch the video? Will we be able to see that, the video?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on my website. It'll be, I think it's even going to be posted on Facebook. So, yeah, you can pretty much find it anywhere after tonight.
Absolutely. The address to that is actually in the chat, too. But, Drew, you are doing something fantastic, too, with our favorite web series, Pretty, coming up. Had. Tell us a little bit about that. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, he gave me the opportunity to do the jingle, the opening track for the show, and basically what he gave us was the piano and the vocals, and me and my friend Scott Enzine, who produced both my albums, we just had fun with it. I mean, because the show is so tongue in cheek. I mean, if anybody's seen the TLC and the show that it's making fun of, so you can kind of understand. And now we just had a good time with it, messed around, and tried to keep it light.
Yeah, and it is. It's a fantastic tune. Victoria, you can't wait to hear it. Actually, Steve Silverman is going to launch that at the beginning of season 3 coming up this fall. But you'll have a nice chuckle with it, Vic.
Well, I can't. I can't wait. And Drew, just to let you know, when it comes to Pretty, I would say pretty much 30, at least to 40% of our fans that follow At Home with Victoria, they're all, I call them Pretty Geeks. They're all Pretty Geeks. They all follow the show. Steve Silverman is really, really a good friend of At Home with Victoria, and we are a Pretty. So
it's
my first
clever
time
show
hearing
that.
About that. So I'm looking forward to that. Go ahead, Drew.
No, it's a clever show, and I'm actually thinking about smoking cigarettes for a living as well. I mean, if I can make money doing that, I'll never leave the house.
What did you think when you watched the first episode? What episode did you catch? Because when you first watch it, it can be a little off-putting, but that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it took me a little while to ease into it, but then once I finally got what was going on and really understood the humor, I mean, it just it was very clever and it blew me away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what?
The fact that she says she's 5 years old just cracked me up.
I want to quickly mention, because we've got a lot of folks inside the chat room, and Amy, Drew, says hello, and also big hugs, and also Sandy wanted to know, I believe, what was any particular band or musician that has inspired you?
Oh, God, the list is long. Let me see if I can shorten it. I mean, obviously, started off with the Beatles. Elvis Presley, and then when I was older in high school, Nirvana was one of the first bands that ever turned my head. That's all I got right now, but I mean, I could go on for a very long time.
That's definitely a good start, MK.
Yeah, let's chit-chat more about America's Got Talent. You mentioned sitting in line for 14 hours. A good friend of mine, Bethany Schmidt, has auditioned for Idol several times. What was the most irritating part about the audition process besides the waiting? I know the waiting is expensive stuff, but because Bethany tells me stories about her audition process, so you must have a couple little stories that just picked your butt.
The worst thing that picks my butt, man, was the fact that the camera shots and the crowd cheering, you had to do that. I mean, each shot that you see on television was probably done 40 or 50 times before they chose one, so everybody yell, and then everybody yells, and they're like, okay, let's do it again, and 40 times later, you're ready to go home.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said, too, is just the constant reminders. Going to go really quickly to chat, and back to Sandy at C in Nebraska, wants to know if Drew Stevens has any hobbies.
Hobbies? I guess
playing
music is my hobby. I mean, that's pretty much the only thing I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got also...
Know,
I read a lot.
Go ahead, MK.
One more question. Melanie from Nebraska, a new listener actually, wants to know, are you single? You knew that was going to come up.
Not right now.
Not
Sorry.
Right now. There we go. Okay, he's off the market. Sorry, Vic. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know that that Drew has been so kind as to do a giveaway, so I thought now would be a really good time to talk about the giveaway. So, Drew, you have decided to do what tonight to one very lucky, lucky person that MK is going to tell that lucky person what they need to do to actually win this item?
I'm giving away one of my new CDs, and I'll be signing it as well.
There we go. You heard it here. So let's go to the third emailer at homewithvictoria@yahoo.com. That's @homewvictoria@yahoo.com. Third lucky emailer will get an autographed CD by this will be Waiting or Excuse the Machine. Please Excuse the Machine.
This is Please Excuse the Machine.
Great. Buddy, let's talk about that title, too, because Mike and I were talking about it a couple nights ago and stuff about how you came up with that topic. I have my own, theory about it, but how did you come up with that album title?
At the time that I was writing it, I was kind of playing with the idea of free will and choice and not completely convinced that there is such a thing. And a machine is made to do what it does, and, I mean, there's really nothing the machine can do about it. So I'm not completely convinced that's true at this point, but, that's what I was toying with at the time, just the idea of free will and choice.
Yeah, fantastic. Vic?
Interesting, yeah. I was sitting here looking at some of the comments and the conversation that's taking place inside the chat room, and one thing that I love about At Home with Victoria fans and listeners is that you never, ever know what type of question that they're going to come up with, like when somebody just
Uh-oh.
Asks you about your hobby. So, no. But Sandy said that Sandy says, man, Victoria never has – oh, she says Victoria has never has single gorgeous men on the show. So, Sandy, we're going to have
Aww.
To – correct that for you and get some single gorgeous men on the show. So
Sorry
I just think that right there is absolutely funny. So Drew, I wanted to ask you about your support group, because I know when you do music and you do certain jobs, especially people like yourself who are artists and you kind of put yourself out there, I always think that you have to have a real sort of strong family connection and support group. So talk about your support group, and do you have that in your corner?
Absolutely. I have a lot of people that come out and support me, a lot of good friends that are always behind me, and, great family that supports me in what I do. So, I mean, it makes life a lot easier.
That's wonderful. And I do have one question, and this is an email question that I got, and this is from one of our listeners from New York, from Manhattan. She said that she followed the show, and she saw you on the show, and she says you are very, very handsome and lucky, lucky young lady that has you. But she wanted to know if when you were actually on that show, when you went through the process, would you ever do another show like that? And she goes, hint the voice.
At this point, I would probably say no. I kind of had my fill of it at the time. It was a great time. It was a blast. But I'm trying to go in a different direction at this point.
Gotcha.
Now, I want to make mention, everybody. We have our winner. So with
a great
drum roll, please. Absolutely. That was really fast. Big drum roll. The winner is Kelly21 from Up My Way. So, Kelly, you'll be receiving an autographed CD from Drew Stevens. Congratulations.
Oh, good
and
stuff.
I'm gonna do a quick clap. Congratulations, Kelly. I think that is absolutely wonderful. So time is ticking by. So Drew, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we did not mention? I know one thing that I feel like that we didn't talk about. I know we talked about all of your websites. So all those websites, do you have any sort of summer concert dates where people can go on those websites and find out exactly where you're going to be playing and come out to support you?
Oh, absolutely. You can go to my website. It's drewstevensmusic.com. That has all my shows listed, as well as marylandparty.com.
Wow.
Great.
Let's also go ahead and make mention, too, of the Ustream that you've decided to do. Vic, this is a great idea. Go ahead and tell us about this one, Drew.
Oh, yeah. Basically, I'll be performing online, which is pretty incredible. You don't even have to leave the house these days. It's ridiculous. But
Yeah,
I'm just going to, I think, either once a week or every 2 weeks, just sit down and play some songs for some people that wouldn't normally get to see me.
That's
a fantastic
wonderful.
Idea. Yeah. The band, thank you.
That is absolutely wonderful. Well,
yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
Sandy is going to be upset if I don't ask this question, and she wants to know, have you ever thought about an acting career, Drew?
I don't know if I'd be good at that. I don't know. I can sing, but I don't know. Speaking sometimes gets in the way, especially. I don't know if I could act.
I got you. Sandy, I asked, and I'm glad that I did. I personally think that you probably could. Well, what do you think, MK? He probably could.
Oh, if you can sing, you can act. For God's sake, you've seen them all do it. But I just want to make a quick mention too. If you're looking to find Drew Stevens music, the best places to go to are www.drewstevensmusic.com. You'll find all the links there. Once again, you can also go ahead and find him on YouTube, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, eMusic, Reverb Nation. So he's everywhere. And check my page or Victoria's page on Facebook. And actually, Drew has two pages on Facebook, too. So catch up with everything there. Drew, it's been an absolute delight. It took so long to get you here, but I can't thank Mike Colop enough for turning me on to your music. Truly, buddy, I think you're really just on the edge of something really big clicking, and a huge congratulations. Are you having a drop party for Please Excuse the Machine anywhere?
Nothing's planned yet, but that's a possibility maybe for in a couple of weeks.
Cool beans.
Well, if in fact that happens, I'm sure Mike will let us know, and we'll certainly mention that on the show and on our Facebook page and help you get the word out about that, because I'm sure if that happens, a lot of the people would love to be there for that. Drew Stevens, again, thank you so much for taking the time to visit us on At Home with Victoria, and we hope you come back again soon.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. And again, that was Drew Stevens. He is a singer. He is a songwriter. He is an artist all around, a great guy, and many of you probably remember him from America's Got Talent. But as he said, MK, that was a great experience. He has moved on from that, and, we've got this new album that's out and just doing all these wonderful things. So we certainly expect to continue to see great things from him. So just remember his name and remember that he was on At Home with Victoria.
Absolutely. And also go ahead and check right after the show his national debut of his YouTube video for the title track Overboard from his new CD, Please Excuse the Machine. And such a nice guy, Vic. Seems like so down home, very, very comfortable to be around.
Yes, very, 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 very much so. And from the looks of it inside the chat room, I would say that everyone also feels the exact same way. And I just think it's so cool that he's got that support network. And, just like us on At Home with Victoria, when you're doing a show, it is important that you have that sort of fan base out there that kind of keeps you going and, sort of says, hey, you're doing a good job, keep doing this. So I think, Drew is very fortunate to have that, that base out there, like Mike and other people who continue to support him and say, hey, Drew, you're great. Keep doing this. You've got talent. And, we love to hear this music from you.
Yeah, and we couldn't do it without our people, too, our fans, our lovely chat room. Amy, want to make mention of Amy in the chat. A few new guests there. Johnny Blackpool, Kelly21, our winner tonight, Kimberly Datch, Linda Lively-Johnson, Mar Ben, another great job producing chat, Mike Collop, my good friend, and Sandy at Sea from Nebraska. But, Vic, I'm very excited about our show coming up on the 2nd with Jennifer Elise Cox.
Yes, that is true. So I know we've got a few shows coming up, and I've been working on, I would say, about 4 or 5 shows that I haven't gotten into the system yet. And these are basically shows dealing with nonprofit organizations.
Right.
Food and Friends in D.C. and also a group, I believe, called Beautiful Butterflies out of Washington, D.C. and a couple of nonprofits out of New York, actually upstate New York, that I'll be having to get into the system very soon. So we've got a lot of interesting shows coming up, more, I would say, on the realm of education as well as information, which is, of course, something that we like to do. I do also want to thank everybody who participated in the show that we did on relief efforts for the victims of the tornado in Alabama. So I want to thank everybody who helped with that. I actually have started my boxes, so I've got about 5 or 6 boxes of items that I'm going to send. And I keep saying that I'm going to take a couple of pictures and show my boxes on Facebook to let everybody see what I'm doing. So when I get around to that, I will, having lots of company over this weekend for the Memorial Holiday weekend. So I've been busy around the house trying to prepare for my 8 to 10 guests, so I haven't really had that much time to do a lot of that, and also this week be on Facebook as well. But, MK, anything else that you have got going on that you want to chat about?
Nothing at all, actually, just a Jennifer Cox show coming on. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned the show last night. Guests, we were to have Melissa Peterman actually come on and surprise us. That was a big surprise, and she didn't end up showing up. But she did email me today, Victoria, and said she just basically, it just slipped her mind. It's one of those things. She's a mom. She's got things going on, but just slipped her mind, so no problem. But she asked me, she says, oh, I'm so sorry. I feel horrible. What can I do to make it up to you? So, you know, I had to, you know, kind of ask, you know, if I got a bucket list, and you don't ask, you don't get. So I made mention of a couple special guests that are also friends of hers. So I'm looking forward to actually catching up with her again. She was a lot of fun when
absolutely.
We had her on the show the first time. So
absolutely.
That's good news.
We'll certainly see what happens there. I do want to mention there is a young lady who's a friend of mine on Facebook. Her name is Hope Taylor. And Hope is actually in the process, as we speak right now, she is auditioning for the show X Factor. So
really?
I told Hope to, keep me updated. And so far she has made it through, I think, the first couple of rounds for the X Factor. So she's got these wonderful pictures of herself on Facebook right now. I think she's in Dallas. For the X Factor, but she's originally from D.C. But anyway, Hope is going to eventually either come on the show or chat with me when that process. So I'll put her picture and her information on my Facebook page, so you guys can kind of follow her. But she got her wristband 10 hours ago for the audition. And then she actually made it into the audition, and then she made it back to another round. So Hope Taylor is her name, and she studied at Bowie State University, and she lives in Washington, D.C. So we'll have to be following Miss Hope, and I'll let you guys know how that turns out and if, in fact, and when she is able to come on the show. So with that said, I'm going to end. MK, what song are we going to end tonight with? Drew?
Yeah, we're going to end with his title track, Overboard, from his new CD that's actually on sale today at Amazon.com. Like I said, everything's all up in chat. His new CD, Please Exclusive Machine. So this is Overboard. Good night, guests. Good night, Vic. Had a great time.
Good night. Good night, MK. And I want to thank all of you again for taking the time to visit. And again, great, great, happy, happy hello to our new listeners and fans in Madison, Wisconsin. And also a big thank you to Mar for producing tonight inside the chat room. And Amy, our guests, Johnny, Kelly, Kimberly, Linda, Mike, and also Sandy. And our lovely, lovely UK friend, Shannon, who is not inside the chat room, but she is listening tonight in the comfort of her bedroom on her BlackBerry. So, Shannon, we want to thank you also for always supporting the show and taking the time to listen. Again, we are ending the show on Drew Stevens' Overboard.
Sometimes I'm somewhere else, sometimes I just pretend.
Listening to At Home with Victoria, a popular news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Plus, download the show on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. Tune in again next time for At Home with Victoria with your host, Victoria Gaither.